Thank you very much, Mr. President. We would like to thank Fiji for the presentation of their national report, and we would like to congratulate them for the progress made in the implementation of the recommendations presented during the second UPR. We welcome the ratification of the Conventions Against Torture in 2016 and the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2017. We would like to encourage Fiji to redouble its efforts so as to ensure that rights of all boys, girls, and adolescents are protected. Climate change presents daunting challenges, particularly so for insular states such as Fiji, which is why we welcome the adoption in 2018 of the first National Adaptation Plan to Climate Change, and we urge them to implement these policies with a human rights perspective, taking into account the participation of civil society and communities. Today, with all due respect, we would like to recommend, first, to align the statute of the Human Rights Commission and the Combat of Discrimination to the Paris Principles on the statute of national human rights institutions, thus guaranteeing its autonomy and financing. Two, to continue developing public policies to combat climate change and to reduce risk caused by disasters by adopting a gender approach. And third, to step up awareness-raising campaigns for police officials and those working in the administration on justice on gender and domestic violence to ensure that victims can have effective access to justice.